George Ranch High School basketball is on the air. This is our 10th consecutive season bringing you live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. GRHS Longhorns basketball is brought to you each night by the generosity and support of our GR Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the continued support of the high school administration and the Lamar CISD Athletic Department. Follow the Lady Longhorns, coached by Michelle Trotter, and the boys' team, coached by Brian Henry, as they try to make the playoffs in an always tough UIL 26A district. GRHSI Radio is live with every home game in the 23-24 season and will follow each team with live broadcasts through the UIL playoffs and on to the championship round in 6A high school basketball. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station operating through George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now let's get out to the gym and join Tom Tarando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the...
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Kevin Fan this afternoon, I'm Tom Tarando, and we welcome you into live Longhorns 26A basketball for the 23-24 season. Our first opportunity to get with either team in the Longhorns program since our winter break. The Elkins Knights are here to play George Ranch this afternoon. Elkins in second place.
GRHS iRadio crew for live Longhorns basketball.
All right, maybe we're with you now, or we were all the time. In any event, the Elkins Knights are here, and they are trying to maintain that number two spot in 26A play. They're at 5-1. Clements at 5-0, and the Longhorns tied for seventh place with Fort Bend Dulles at 1-4. So let's welcome in Kevin Fan. Kevin, the first opportunity to work with us on GRHSI Radio. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody, Kevin?
Thank you very much, Mr. T. I just want to thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity. I believe it's going to be a great experience. Hello, everybody, listeners. My name is Kevin Fan. I'm a senior at George Ranch High School. I'm the vice president of the student council. I'm part of the fourth estate team under Mr. Tom Tarando's advising. I'm also part of TSA as well. And I believe that we're going to have a great game right here.
Yeah, these 26A games, if you talk to coaches, girls, boys coaches, whether it's football, soccer, volleyball, basketball, they'll tell you that 26A is one of the most competitive districts in the general Houston area. And so this game will be no different. This team will be no different. They'll come at the George Ranch Longhorns with everything they have. They've put together a 15-7 overall record and a 5-1 district record. George Ranch has a fairly competitive overall record at 14-9, but as soon as district play started, they've had some tough goes of it. In the first five games, they're 1-4 overall. These teams play 16 district games, rather, and the Longhorns are in game number six of that 16-game season, looking to make their way up to 500 and beyond so they can start moving up. As you fans know, only the top four teams in each district will move on to the playoffs late next month. We'll take a break here. When we come back, more from George Ranch. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley, back at George Ranch High School, waiting for the tip-off between the Elkins Knights and the George Ranch Longhorns. We are in the competition gym at George Ranch High School. Our broadcast area is in the south to southwest corner of the gym. We usually set up here. We're right on the court, just about 4 or 5 feet off the corner of the court. So oftentimes we have to, you know, grab the basketball as it comes flying or protect the equipment from players flying at us. But everything should be good. I'll rely on Kevin here to
play that defense,
yeah,
what I say.
Yeah, please do. Please do. I'm an old man. There's no way I'm going to be able to stop some of these guys. So, Kevin, from what you know about these guys around school,
right?
What have you heard? What's your understanding about the Longhorns?
So my understanding about the Longhorns is that these basketball players, I know that they're very determined to win, right? Even in the face of adversity, I know that they're up for the challenge. They're willing to put in their work, and they're willing to put in their all. Obviously, this game has a lot of value to them, right? They're trying to get that top four ranking so that they'd be able to move on to playoffs. So I believe that they're going to give it their all, and I think we're going to come out on top. As a Longhorn, it's very biased to say, but I think we're going to come out on top.
You know, that quest to be in the playoffs, the top four teams in UIL play, we'll make the playoffs. We start with bi-district playoffs, meaning 19-6A matches up with 26A, the top four teams in each. It always seems like a long season when we start, but once we get going in the basketball season, here we are, five games in. This is number six for both clubs out of 16 district games. But the playoffs start third week in February. So it seems like a long season with 16 games, but really they play a couple times a week. So these teams are always going at it. And so every game means something as far as your slotting in your particular district and then whether you're going to be able to move up the ladder and make it into one of those four spots. We'll take another break here. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups for you. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at George Ranch High School, waiting on the tip-off. That's about 4 minutes away. The Elkins Knights are in the building to play George Ranch. Albert Thomas is the head coach for the Knights. And Kevin is over looking at the official book and gathering up the starters for us. And then we'll hand them over to you on the air here as we get ready for 26A varsity basketball. The Elkins Knights took the JV game 35-25. That happened right before this game this afternoon. Longhorns had pulled within 9 at halftime and fought to within 5 at the end of the third quarter, but then were outscored by 5, ended up dropping a 10-point decision, 35-25 to the JV Knights. Pretty decent crowd for a Saturday afternoon. There's a lot of activity at the ranch. There are 4 soccer games going on at the stadium just beyond us here. The basketball here. We had basketball, freshman basketball next door in the auxiliary gym, and then the JV and this varsity game coming up here. So a lot of activity going on. We're waiting on baseball season, softball, track coming up here in the spring. Basketball, wrestling is winding down for another season. The Lady Longhorns are over at Elkins playing there. Cheer is at their UIL finals in Austin, I believe. And so a lot of activity going on here at the ranch and involving students at the ranch all over Texas.
Right. We definitely have to commend these athletes for being able to balance the athletic aspect of their life, which, you know, they pour hours into refining their abilities, but also being able to maintain those grades and maintain that sort of like status, you know?
Yeah, you know, when you get out of school, when you're in the workforce and you're, you know, an adult with family and things, you talk about family work balance and how that should all fit together when you are a student athlete, when you're involved in things like you are with the broadcast and the student council and things. There's a, you know, student academic, student extracurricular balance,
right,
that you guys got to maintain. And it's not easy. For some students, it fits together pretty well. Mm-hmm. For others, they have to work at it to be able to maintain their studies, go to school all day, and then do something after school or on the weekends like they are now.
Right, yeah. You know, all these students, they're definitely working hard towards a goal, towards a dream, and definitely commendable.
All right, we are about a minute away from the buzzer signaling the end of our shoot-around here. And then we are likely going to have the national anthem. And then while the starters are being presented here, we can give them to you on the air. So we'll keep it here for just about 20 seconds to see what the cadence is going to be in the pregame show. Sometimes, most times, rather, it is the buzzer and then the national anthem, and then they announce the starters, and that's a good time for us to do it as well.
All right, there's that buzzer.
Longhorn stayed out on the court for about 30 seconds or more, longer than the Knights. Get a couple more shots at the basket and get ready to go. Looks like we'll do starting lineups first, so we'll give them to you. First for the visiting Elkins Knights, a 5'10 senior guard, Todd Woods. Also a 5'10 senior guard, Justin Mitchell. A 6'7 forward, he's a senior, Bryant Aguero. A 6'3 guard, also a senior, Charlie Riato. And a 6'5 forward, also a senior, Matthew Yakundi. Todd Woods, Justin Mitchell, Bryant Aguero, Charlie Riato, and Matthew Yakundi, the starting five for Albert Thomas's Elkins Knight. And one, two, three, four, they're all seniors on this club for Albert Thomas. Heading over to the George Ranch Longhorn side of the scorebook, the 6 foot senior point guard, Alvin Bro. A 5'9 shooting guard, he's a junior, it's Corey Jackson. Point guard, junior, Caden Munalal. Next starter, 6'4 forward, junior Gabriel Mahanwu. And the last starter is sophomore Adelu Agunsanya. Alvin Bro, Corey Jackson, Caden Munalal, Gabriel Mahanwu, and Adelu Agunsanya. The starting five for Brian Henry's club, the George Ranch Longhorns. And as we near tip-off, we'll also confirm these starters as they head towards the center of the court. So there's one we didn't have, Chid Chiakwalu, the 6'6". Senior forward is in the lineup, Chid Chiakwalu. Top scorer, shot blocker, and rebounder for George Ranch.
You know, I've actually known Chitty since elementary school. He's a really great guy. Very tall since elementary school, but really gentle giant, one might say. And here we are for the tip-off right here, Chitty.
All right, Chid, inside the circle, facing off between he and Bryant Aguero for that opening tip. The first 8 minutes of basketball here at George Ranch coming up. Longhorns wearing their white and maroon uniforms. A ball is tipped around into the hands of the Knights. Here comes Justin Mitchell. The Knights are moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your mobile device. Longhorns moving the opposite direction. Ooh. In this first half. That ball is tipped out of bounds. Nice job there by Caden Munalal. The inbound comes around to Charlie Riato out top. Riato to Mitchell. Mitchell down low.
Chitty with his second block.
Brian Aguiero put that shot up. Chid had something to say about that and blocked it into the hands of George Ranch. And the Knights with the first turnover of the game. Inbound at the far end of the court. Longhorns have it into Alvin Breaux. Breaux at the top of the key, picked up by his opposite number, Todd Woods. Logan Sonia back to Breaux in the corner. Now driving out of the corner and into the hands of the Knights. First turnover for George Ranch. Layup is no good. Put back no good. Third put back is no good, but a foul whistled underneath. Foul whistled against number three, Corey Jackson, his first of the afternoon. At the free throw line is Charlie Riato. First shot by Riato is good. He's a 68% free throw shooter. Second one on the way and good. And Elkins takes the early 2-0 lead on a couple free throws by Charlie Riato. Corey Jackson around the horn.
Down into the bay and dunk coming out by Chitty.
Yeah. And the Longhorns tie it up with a jam by Chid on the left baseline. Out top to Riato. And again, a lot of ball movement here. Justin Mitchell with the ball drives on the right side. 2-3 Longhorns are in there to block the shot. That's the second turnover by the Knights.
Fast break, pass out to the paint, goes up.
Yeah.
Bryant going to be getting that rebound.
Corey Jackson with the shot inside the lane, and that one hit the back iron and kicked out into the hands of the Knights. Shot up off the backboard. No good. Rebound. Put back is good by Brian Aguiero. 4-2 Knights early on. 5:54 left in the first quarter. Kevin Fan, Tom Tarando with the live broadcast from George Ranch. Munalal back to Chid. Chid works the left side. And gets called for traveling. Second Longhorns turnover. He made a move to the left, but that pivot foot kind of slid along with him.
Right.
Second turnover of the game.
Justin Mitchell taking it from the top. Screen comes out. He's going to be driving forward. Layup reverse goes in. It's good. It's going to be 6-2 Elkins.
Justin Mitchell with the reverse layup, 5:15 left in the first quarter, 6-2 Knights.
Alvin with the floater, and
Alvin,
it's good.
Breaux with the nice running layup, 6-4 Longhorn
fast
back
break
on that one.
And he's going to be good.
Yeah, Justin Mitchell picks up his third and fourth point. It's 8-4.
Alvin shoots a three. It's going to be going out of bounds. Elkins ball.
That one is, now it's posted on the scoreboard. They're a little late in posting that second basket by Justin Mitchell, but it's up there now. It's 8-4 Knights.
Todd Woods passes it. Bryant back to Todd Woods. Top of the key. John Mitchell pulling up. Chitty going to be smacking that ball away. Rebound goes to George Ranch.
Drive on the left side by Corey Jackson. That one a little too strong. Hits the backboard and the iron before it's cleared off the boards by Yakunde. Now out top to Charlie Riato. Riato over to Todd Woods. Woods on the left side, now kind of drifting towards the top of the key. Picked up out there by Corey Jackson. Now driving down the lane, and that one's good. However, that's going to be waved off. Brian Aguero touched the ball or touched the rim and the net while the ball was over the cylinder. So that one will be waved off. Break there for George Ranch.
Alvin Bro going to be taking it from the top. Justin Mitchell going to be guarding. Passes it to Chitty. Back to Bro. Bro takes the three. The three is good. Nothing but net. The score is going to be 7-8. Elkins with the one-point lead. Todd Woods at the top.
5 points by Bro out of the seven that the Longhorns have. 3:25 left in the first quarter. This is live varsity basketball from George Ranch High School. The Longhorns hosting the Elkins Knight. Drive on the basket by
a spin move.
Yakundi. That one is off the back iron. Tracked down by Caden Munalal. And he goes out of bounds with it, so it'll be awarded back to the Elkins Knight. They'll inbound under their own basket. Todd Woods will do that.
Passes it in the paint. Floater comes out, and it's good. It's going to be 10-7 Elkins.
Charlie Riadu with the basket in the down the lane. He's got 4 points. That basket goes along with a couple free throws. 10-7 Knight. Chid down the right side. Puts it up and good. Chid Chiaquilu with another basket. The first one was a jam. That one a little more conventional shot on the right side. Longhorns down by one. 10-9. Shot by Todd Woods on the right baseline is good. Woods on the scoreboard. The 6-1 or a 5'10 senior on the board.
Caden with a mid-range two-pointer. The score to tie it up, 12-12.
Caden Munalal with the shot. It's tied at 12. And a fight under the basket for the rebound. Foul called on Chid Chiaquilu, his first.
You know, when you're up close and personal like this, you really see how physical basketball is. You know, you got 6'6 Chitty over here facing off against 6'7 Brian Aguero. Aguero shoots the free throw. First one is off.
The first one hit the back iron and kicked way out. He'll get another one. 52% free throw shooter is Bryant Aguero. Next shot on the way. That one off the back iron as well. Rebound put back is no good. Rebound taken by Yakundi. Yakundi
passes it, and the dunk comes out by Brian Aguero.
A lot of activity there. He missed the second free throw. The ball kicked out. A rebound, a pass, and then a pass down low. And
Alvin Bro behind the back loses it, but regains the control. Passes it out to the key. A three-pointer comes out and hits the rim.
We'll try not to talk over each other. That way we can both get our points across. It's 14-11. And the Knights lead it by three with a minute 20 left. That one bounds out. And then the return pass. Charlie Riadu hits that basket. 16-11. Elkins pulls away a bit. Leading by five with just about a minute left in the first quarter. Riadu with 6 points. Chid trying to work the right side. He's kind of stopped there, so he kicks it out to Alvin Bro. And the foul whistled against Justin Mitchell trying to get to that basketball he had knocked away from Alvin Bro. Longhorns will inbound at the far end of the court. And the rebound is, or the ball is knocked out of bounds. Driving on the basket was Munalal. He had that one knocked out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket.
Mm-hmm.
And the Longhorns just turned it over, could not inbound it in the five-second allocation. Ball back to Yelkins Knight.
Gabriel Mahanru back in the game.
Drive on the basket there by Yakundi was interrupted and knocked out of bounds. Gabriel Mahanru did that, so Elkins will inbound again. 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Elkins leads by five. Shot put up from the left side is good. Charlie Riato with 8 points of the 18 by the Knights. Alvin Bro down to Chid. Chid works the left baseline, or right baseline rather, and puts it in. 6 points for Chid. Shot at the buzzer, no good. Reed Daniel checked in, the 6'2 guard, and put up that shot at the buzzer. No good. That's the end of the first quarter. And Elkins leads 18-13. This is live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is live Longhorns boys basketball from the Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Thank you, Bob Riley, Kevin Fan, Tom Tarando. A really quick first quarter, Kevin.
Right, that kind of flew by. The score is going to be 13 George Ranch, 18 Elkins Knights. You know, we saw some great physical contact, a lot of fouls being called into the first quarter. It's already a great game right off the bat.
And a pretty clean game, just a couple fouls on the George Ranch side, one from the Elkins Knights. Ball turned over only five times total, three by the Longhorns and two by Elkins. And so we start the second quarter here, Longhorns down by five. Alvin Bro, top of the key, three-pointer on the way, no good. That one circled away from the rim and out of bounds. And then going for the rebound, the foul called against the Longhorns' Tyler Collins. Brian Aguiero kicks it over to Joseph Song. Song back at the top of the key, now drifts right. He's picked up there by Bro. Down in the corner right in front of us to Reed Daniel. Daniel drives into the lane, has that one blocked into the hands of Tyler Collins. Chid working the right side and good. 18-15, Longhorns by down by three, rather. Drive down the right side. Todd Woods can't finish on that one. Into the hands of Munalal. Munalal backwards dribble to get things set up. Joseph Song on him. Shot put up by Alvin Bro on the left side. No good. A little bit of a fadeaway jumper that didn't drop into the hands of Todd Woods. Woods on the left side. Jump shot on the way. No good. Rebound to Mahanwu. Jump in here, Kevin.
Munahau passing it over to Chitty. Chitty is going to be driving into the paint. Step, passes out to Bro. Bro trying to set up the play here. Passes back to the top of the key. Munahal has the ball. Passes it to Gabriel, number 15. Back to Munahal. Passes it back to Bro. Bro takes a step back three, and it's good. Swish. Going to be tying it up 18-18. Mitchell. Sorry, Woods taking it up.
8 points for Alvin Bro. We're tied at 18. Joseph Song, top of the key to Todd Woods. Playing catch at the top of the key. Now Song delivers the ball down on the left side.
Oh, another block by Chitty.
Swatted away. Aggiero had that one knocked away from him. Ahead to Alvin Bro, who lays it up and in. First lead of the afternoon by the George Ranch Longhorns on the block at one end and the lay-in on the other by Alvin Bro.
Right. That was an amazing sort of chain of movement right there. Chitty going to get that block on 6-7, Brian Aggiero. You know, we got that rebound. The fast break comes out. Alvin Bro drives down, lays it up on the right baseline to allow George Ranch to get the first lead. 20-18.
Yeah, Alvin Bro with a three-pointer to get things started here in the second quarter for George Ranch. Then that lay-in we just talked about. Add to that, Chiakwalu's lay-in on the right side, and the Longhorns have worked it to their first lead, 20-18. This is what you talked about, Kevin, a lot of stick-to-itiveness by both clubs, especially the Longhorns,
right.
Got down early in this game, but just kind of pace themselves, and now they find themselves up by two. Out top to Riato. He works the left side. Now delivers it a little bit lower to Aggiero. He puts it up, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Gabriel Mahanwu, his first. And to the free throw line, Bryant Aggiero, a 52% free throw shooter. Her shot is up and good. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line this afternoon. 2nd one on the way, and that one's good as well. Tied again at 20.
Bro taking it. He's at half court right now, trying to set up the play. Passes it to Ogasanya. Ogasanya looking for the pass. Passes it back to Bro. Screen comes out. Bro drives. Layup. And it's good. A little off the rim, bouncing the air there. But the fast break comes out. And the three is no good. Rebound by Gabriel.
Justin Mitchell put that one up from three-point range on the left side. And Mitchell was the shooter. And the board was cleared by Mahanwu. Out top to Alvin Bro. Bro tries the left side, kind of pushed back there by Mitchell. Over to Mahanwu. Shot on the way is good.
The score is 25 George Ranch, 20 Elkins. Charlie Rito taking it up, passes it over to Todd Woods.
Corey Jackson with that three-pointer.
Mitchell
drew a...
foul. Passing it inbounds. George Ranch ball. Passes it to Munahal.
.305 left before halftime. Longhorns by 5. 25-20. Here's a shot from the free throw line. That's good by Corey Jackson. All of a sudden, Jackson with 5 points. 27-20. Biggest lead by either club this afternoon. Shot from way outside is good. Todd Woods, his first three-pointer of the afternoon, 27-23.
Mudahal looking for the pass. Travel on Mudahal is going to be Elkins' ball.
Five turnovers for George Ranch and just three for the Elkins Knights. 2:25 left before halftime. Longhorns by four. This is 26A varsity basketball action from George Ranch. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is no good. He's knocked to the ground. Foul whistled against Caden Munalal, his first. Free throw line is Todd Woods. Todd Woods is the best free throw shooter for the Knights at 88%. And that one shows why. That first one is good. Second one also good. He was fouled on the three-point attempt, so his third free throw shot is coming up. And that one is good as well. Three free throws by Todd Woods. 27-26, Longhorns by one.
Bro passes it to Munahal. Munahal dances around the key, passes it back to Gabriel. Back to Munahal. Munahal shoots from the free throw, and it's good off the glass. 2 points for George Ranch, 29-26 here.
Biggest lead of the afternoon has been seven by George Ranch. They still lead this one, but the lead has been whittled down to three. Drive on the basket, block by Chid into the hands of George Ranch. Shot from the corner is no good. A rebound taken down by Yakundi. Down low and good. Brian Aggiero had the ball down near the hoop, turned around and dropped it in. 29-28, Longhorns still lead. Ball stolen away by the Longhorns, and then Alvin Bro tried to get it back and committed his first personal foul.
Elkins going to be passing it from the inbounds.
Right in front of the Longhorn bench, ball into Yakundi. He kicks it way out top. Mitchell Shaw on the way off the back iron. No good. Cleared away by Mahanwu. Ahead to Caden Munalal. Stolen away. Sixth turnover now by George Ranch. And the shot at this end by Mitchell is good. The lead back to the Elkins Knights. 30-29. Inside 40 seconds to play before halftime. Gabriel Mahanwu puts it in. 31-30.
Ball is in the hands of Woods. Over to Mitchell now. Mitchell going to be driving to the basket. Passes it back out to the three. Three is taken by number 12, Rito. No good. Gets the rebound again. Shoots the mid-range. And the mid-range is good right before the buzzer at halftime. Halftime score, 31 George Ranch, 32 Elkins.
That shot first by Riato was no good. He got his own board and moved in a few steps and dropped that one in right as the buzzer sounded, as Kevin pointed out, 32-31. Lead just one at halftime. We'll take a break here, kind of get our scorebook back in order. When we come back, we'll give you the scoring in the first half, and then get you ready for the second half. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor. You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball, live on GRHS iRadio.
All right, Kevin Fan, Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School. It's halftime, and the Longhorns at one point were down by 6 or 7. Eclipsed that and went up by 7. Now down by 1 at halftime, 32-31.
Right, you know, I think I'm seeing a lot of good defense by Chitty over here. He's gotten many, many blocks. He's also been a pretty prominent member in their offense as well, you know, really attacking their paint against their 6'7", 6'7 senior forward, Brian Ajiro. So I think it's a really great matchup to see between these two guys.
Yeah, and a couple of those blocks, not that every block isn't special, but a couple of those blocks were extra special, put the ball back into the hands of the Longhorns, who went down and converted right away on that.
Right, yeah. Those blocks were crucial in the fast breaks that were needed to turn the tide of this game, you know, really closing the gap between the points.
Some nice shooting by the Longhorns. Let's see, 2 3-pointers by Alvin Bro to go with 3 more baskets. He's got 12 at halftime here. Corey Jackson with 5. He nailed a 3-pointer when he came in. Caden Munalal with 4, a basket by Gabriel Mahanwu. That one tied things up in the second quarter early on. And 8 points by the aforementioned Chichiakwalu, and he's looking good. The Longhorns did outscore Elkins in the second quarter, 18-14, but are down by 1 on the scoreboard, 32-31. Longhorns have turned it over 6 times. George Ranch not active at the free throw line at all in the first half.
Right, yeah. A lot of the Elkins actually getting a couple of their points from the free throw line because of our fouls. So definitely this half, I know Coach Henry is going to be talking about those fouls, making sure to use more of the correct defense techniques.
Now, I don't want to put a broadcaster's jinx on things, which is a real thing, but the Longhorns have only turned the ball over 6 times through 2 quarters of play. They average almost 18 turnovers a game, and so we'll see what happens, but a very clean game in that regard as well. As far as the free throw shooting, as Kevin just alluded to, Coach Henry is going to talk to his group, but, you know, some active play and some aggressive play, you're going to have those fouls. They went to the free throw line, did the Knights nine times, and converted on seven of those out of nine, especially the three by Todd Woods, who was fouled beyond the three-point line, so he nailed all three of his. And then a couple more by Brian Aguiero, and Rito put in a couple in the first quarter. So all things considered, good game out here this afternoon. Longhorns were down a little bit, fought their way back, went up by as many as seven, now down by one at halftime. We'll take another break, and when you come back, we'll just let you listen in to some of the sounds of the game, sounds of the gym here, and then we'll be back in right before the third quarter starts. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Texas.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Let's head back out to the gym and join Tom Tirando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for tonight's live Longhorns basketball game.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley, back at George Ranch High School. You can hear the horn in the background. That means we're ready for the third quarter. Longhorns in their white and maroon uniforms will be coming left to right or right towards us here at George Ranch. For the second half, left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us this afternoon. Kevin Fan is alongside for Longhorns basketball.
Bro, going to be taking the top of the key. Passes it to Munahall. Passes it to Chitty inside the paint, left side baseline. Chitty going to be getting that hop step, although does get blocked by Brian Ajiro. Elkins ball.
Yeah, that one, Ajiro got behind him, kicked it out to Yakundi's seventh turnover, rather, for George Ranch as we start this third quarter. Down low to Yakundi. Puts up the shot on the right baseline. No good. Rebound is gathered in by Ajiro and sends it out to Todd Woods. Back to Yagundi. He's trying to work the paint, and he walked with the basketball.
It's going to be Longhorns ball. Bro passes it into Munahall. Score still 31 Longhorns, 32 Elkins. Munahall drives left side, passes it over to number three, Corey Jackson. Back to Bro, top of the key. Passes it back to Munahall. A lot of ball movement here. Bro at the three-point, drives under the baseline. Good defense by number 12, Charlie Rito. Bro looking for an opportunity. Passes it to Chitty. Chitty going to be driving under.
Yeah, and Brian Ajiro just went into football mode and just kind of put a shoulder in the chin. Got called for the personal foul. Longhorns will inbound under the basket. Alvin Bro will do that. Munahall from the left corner. That one rims around, no good. Cleared off the board by Yakundi. Out top to Todd Woods.
Woods at the top of the key now. Passes it back to Mitchell. Ball keeps on going around. Yakundi takes the shot. No good. Ball is rebounded by number three, Corey Jackson. Corey Jackson going to be taking it.
Corey Jackson drifts towards the left side, then throws it cross court to Munahall. Munahall works the right side, tries to get it down to Chid, and Chid's fouled again, this time by Ajiro. And you talked about that, Kevin, when we were talking at halftime, the battle going on between Ajiro and Chid.
Mm-hmm. Definitely some tension going on. That's the second foul on Chid.
Two big men mixing it up in the lane. Inbound to Chid from the free throw line. Good. Just off the free throw line, Chid with 10 points.
George Ranch taking the lead 33-32 as Justin Mitchell passes it. Back to Justin Mitchell outside the three-point. Passes it in, but the pass is not caught. It's going to be George Ranch ball.
Turnover number six for the Knights as that one went through everybody and out of bounds. Alvin Bro will inbound at the far end to Munahall. No real pressure on Munahall until he gets to midcourt.
Corey Jackson has the ball. He goes around, passes it into number 21, Ogasana. He throws up the easy layup, getting that three-point lead for George Ranch as Justin Mitchell takes it up from half court.
The sophomore, Ogun Sanya, with his first couple points of the afternoon.
Mitchell shooting it from the three. From the free throw. Going to get rebounded by Ogun Sanya. But Charlie Rito steals it. Three-pointer comes out, and it's no good. Chitty gets that rebound. He's going to be driving. Passes it to Bro, who's wide open. Three. And it is good. Nothing but net. 38-32. George Ranch leads by 6 points.
Third three-pointer of the afternoon by Alvin Bro. He's got 15 points, and the Longhorn lead is back up to six. They were down by one as we entered this third quarter, so a seven-point span there for George Ranch. We'll keep it here, kind of update you on things. Alvin Bro hit that three-pointer. He's got 15. Ogun Sanya with a basket, and Chid with a nice jump shot from near the free throw line, and that is the 7-point swing that the Longhorns put on.
Right. You know, that mid-range shooting is exactly what a big man like Chidi needs to take. You know, 6'6", being able to, you know, work inside the paint but also take those mid-range shots, that's huge for a George Ranch team, especially if you have Alvin Bro able to attack from the three-point. You know, it's a great game that we have going on. Our offense is looking good, but just as well as our defense as well. Chidi, you know, getting those blocks, getting that defense in, drawing out those fouls from the other team.
Yeah, and oftentimes you think of a big man, they're usually trying to work with their back to the basket, which Chid does very well, but it's nice to see the big guy turn around and face the basket and get those good looks, and he dropped that one in from the free throw line.
Definitely. 3-point gets taken by Elkins, gonna hit the rim, go into the hands of Corey Jackson. As the defense is on, Corey Jackson falls.
And a timeout, and I don't know if they called it because Corey Jackson tried to call it, which he did, or Brian Henry was over there by one of the referees. In any event, that prevents the Longhorns from losing control of the ball.
Right.
Because when you're on the floor like that, nine times out of ten, you're going to get called for traveling. Mm-hmm. But heads up by Corey Jackson mm-hmm. and or Brian Henry
right.
to call that timeout.
Five seconds left.
Longhorns have had some big swings in this game. They were down by maybe half a dozen and worked that to the biggest lead in the first and early part of the second quarter of 7 points. Then got down by a free throw at halftime and now have erased that and added to it. Now lead by six, 38-32, 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Bro passes it to Munahal. Munahal passes it to Chidi. Chidi going to be working the basket. Tries to go for the reverse. And the foul comes out.
That foul called on Matthew Yakundi, his first of the afternoon. Third team foul against Elkins here in the second half. Chid at the free throw line. First one on the way. Good.
Great form. A little bit of arc in that ball, if you saw that, went right in.
Shot on the way, and that one's good.
Longhorns, 8-point lead now as Justin Mitchell takes the ball. Corey Jackson on Justin Mitchell.
Biggest lead of the game with 8. Shot from the left wing by Elkins. No good. Chid with the rebound. Into the hands of Alvin Bro. Bro picked up by Rito. And the ball stolen away.
You see, it was an attempt at a pick and roll, although that pick and roll did not work out because Chidi did trip on that other player right there. So the ball was accidentally passed into the hands of Elkins.
And the foul whistled at the other end by Alvin Bro against his opposite number, check that, no. Number two at the free throw line, Justin Mitchell with 6 points.
About 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Longhorns 40, Elkins Knights 32.
Shot rolls around and no good. 51% free throw shooter is Justin Mitchell through 22 games. Tyler Collins checks in for George Ranch. Ogunsana with the breather. Second free throw, good by Mitchell. 40-33, first point scored by Elkins in 4 minutes of play here in the third quarter. Out top, Munalal. He drifts left. Picked up by Mitchell, now dodges him, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound cleared away by Yakundi. Ahead, three-pointer is buried from the right side by Charlie Rito.
They're going to have some full press defense, but that allows Alvin Bro to get the ball. Passes out, three-pointer coming out by Tyler Collins, and it's good. 3 point to retaliate against the other 3-pointer. Number one passes it. Charlie Rito drives in. Foul comes out.
So the teams trade those three-pointers, and now at the far end, a foul whistled against Munalal, his second of the afternoon. It's a non-shooting foul, so Elkins will bring it in bounds. They do that around the horn to Rito.
Rito shoots it from the three, and it's good.
And he nailed it. Second three-pointer by Rito here in the third quarter. 43-39, Longhorns by four. That one stolen away. And with that lay-in by Justin Mitchell, the Longhorns call a timeout, and the eight-point lead has been whittled down to two with some three-pointers and some turnovers by George Ranch.
Right. You see, that last-minute turnover right there was detrimental to the Longhorns. It kind of, you know, abrupted the flow. I think the pace of this game might be in Elkins now, but thankfully we still have 2 points. We also have Tyler Collins in the game now.
Boy, he made his presence felt as soon as he got in here. He took a pass and nailed a three-pointer. We got three-pointers by Alvin Bro in the third quarter to go along with Collins' three. And then Ogunsanya with a basket, Chid with a basket and a couple free throws. And as Kevin pointed out, still maintaining one of the slimmest of leads in basketball, 43-41. And I will not mention the turnover thing that I did during halftime because the Longhorns have thrown the ball away four times during this third quarter, now have 10 for the game, and that hasn't helped hold on to the bigger lead. Now some pressure against George Ranch. Munalal to Alvin Bro. Bro steps out of bounds right in front of Elkins' bench, and that's another miscue by George Ranch that'll put the ball into the hands of the Knights right in front of their own bench.
Right. That was right after he accidentally lost control as well. Inbound comes out. Justin Mitchell has the ball. Passes it to left side. Back at the top of the key. Back in the hands of Todd Woods. Todd Woods looking for the play. Passes it to Justin Mitchell. Back at the half court. He's going to be driving. Passes out to the three. Charlie Rito for the three. And the three is no good. Rebound by number five, Munahal.
Munahal is trapped down there, but breaks the press. Here's a shot put up by Tyler Collins. No good. A scramble for the ball. Last touch by Justin Mitchell. The Longhorns will inbound at the far side of the court here. Alvin Bro will trigger that. Excuse me, Kevin.
No, it's okay. You know, if we really get this point right here, it'll do us really good. Help change the tide of the game. Ball goes to Chitty from Bro. Chitty drives in. Two steps, though does not make it short. Ball's in the hand of Elkins. The fast break comes out. And the layup is no good. Back in the hands of George Ranch, thankfully.
Wow, Justin Mitchell pulled up short on that layup. And it did not drop. And a good break there for George Ranch. Still lead by two. 1:20 left in the third quarter. Way out top to Alvin Bro. He's picked up there by Mitchell. Bro sheds Mitchell. Cross-court pass to Collins.
About a minute left in this quarter as Munahal tries to look for the play. A lot of double-teaming right here. Finds open Gabriel, number 15. Gabriel gonna be going off his shoe, out of bounds, Elkins' ball.
And Mahanwu dribbled that one off his foot and out of bounds. Turnover number 13 for George Ranch. 7 here in the third quarter alone. Todd Woods works to bring it across the timeline. He worked on Collins. Collins not really adding much pressure to the ball. Woods down the left side. That one's no good. Scramble for the basketball. Picked up by George Ranch. That one knocked around. Back into the hands of Hogan Sonia.
Tyler Collins takes that layup to get that 2 points.
Collins with 5 points here in the third quarter. Lead back up to 4 points, 45-41.
15 seconds left. Looks like they're going to try to run the clock and get a last-second shot here. Todd Woods with the ball, left side. Drives. He gets the open layup. 2 points for Elkins. 4 seconds left. 3 seconds. Corey Jackson, 1 second, has to shoot it. Shoots a shot, although it's not good. Goes off the backboard, and that's the end of the third quarter. 45 George Ranch, 43 Elkins.
You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live, that was a good George quarter. Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
All right, back at the gym. Longhorns lead by two, 45-43, into quarter number four. He's Kevin Fan. I'm Tom Tarando. We welcome you back to Longhorns varsity basketball.
It's going to be a very close game here. 2 point goes out, but the rebound is George Ranch. Chitty has the ball, driving to the right side. Travel comes out on Chitty.
His footwork. Oh. Yeah, there we are. His footwork was a little bit suspect there, and Chid thought he might have to dribble again, but didn't, and took that extra step and picked up the turnover. The inbound is taken by Charlie Rito, and Rito is pressured there a little bit by Bro. Gets the ball down left side. That one is no good. It goes out of bounds. Longhorns will have the basketball.
Corey Jackson passing the ball in. Passes it in to Bro.
Longhorns are pressured and double-teamed and break it. Collins from the corner. That one a little bit short. It was last touched by George Ranch and goes out of bounds. Couldn't tell if that one hit a little bit of the rim or not. In any event, end result is the ball goes out of bounds and another turnover for the Longhorns here in the fourth quarter. Let's run down some scoring while we have the chance through the first three quarters. Bro with 15, 5 by Collins, 5 by Corey Jackson, 4 by Munalal, 2 by Mahanwu, 2 by Ogun Sanya, 12 by Chiaquilu, 13 turnovers for George Ranch. On the other side of the scorebook, leading scorer Charlie Rito, 16, 10 by Todd Woods, 9 by Mitchell, 8 by Brian Aguiero, and just 6 turnovers for the Knights through three quarters of play.
Charlie Rito passing the ball over to Justin Mitchell. Justin Mitchell is going to be taking it down. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 45-43. George Ranch leads by 2 points. Close game we have here. Justin Mitchell going to be looking for the play. Passes it to number one, Todd Woods. Todd Woods, left side, passes it back. 3 point comes out, no good. Rebound back in the hands of Alvin Bro.
That 3-point attempt by Reed Daniel Just barely caught some rim and dropped right into the hands of Chit.
These rebounds are really what's saving us this game. You know, we're able to turn the tide with these rebounds. Alvin Bro throws with the inside. Oh, but the pass is no good as it's intercepted by Elkins. And the block comes out. The ball gets slammed across the backboard by Chitty. And the Longhorns have the ball as Mudahal takes a three. And the three is no good, unfortunately. Ball comes out. It's loose. Oh. Chitty almost with another block twice in a row.
All right, the foul was called against Caden Munalal, his third. And there's a little bit of discussion about that. So the foul was called against number five, Munalal. But it's kind of curious because he ended up way out on the wing. But they're allowing Reed Daniel to shoot a free throw. In any event, Daniel's first one is off the mark.
Second one, swirls, but this time it goes in. Score is 45-44. George Ranch leads by 1 point. Far pass, Alvin Bro takes it from the three, and the three is just short. Tries to get the rebound to no avail. Elkins, oh, the turnover. Corey Jackson has the ball, goes in for the layup, and the layup is no good. Chitty has the ball, he slams it in! 47-44, George Ranch.
Chitt found himself on the left side and that ball right in his hands with nobody there. So the big man went up and jammed it home. He's got 14 points, and the Longhorns have pushed that lead up to three.
Right. His athleticism really is applauding. I mean, he's able to block, you know, get like his hand on the box, on the backboard, able to block that ball, but also able to slam dunk, also able to you know, get these rebounds. He's a really well-versed 6'6 forward.
And, you know, in basketball, sometimes you know the passes are coming. In this case, for a split second, it was Chid had the ball and was like, hey, okay.
Right.
And it didn't take him long to convert on that one and expand the lead to 3 points.
Arido passes into Mitchell. Mitchell taking it right side of the court at the half court between the legs. Corey Jackson passes it to Todd Woods. Todd Woods inside.
Yakundi tracked that one down, took it inside, and then took it all the way out top to Justin Mitchell. Mitchell down the lane and kind of an off-balance shot on the left side. No good. Knocked around. Now into the hands of the Longhorns.
Corey Jackson has the ball. That was a great rebound by Chitty. He had two biggest men on the other team. Passes out. Alvin Bro goes in, shoots it for the two-pointer, although it's no good.
Yeah, Bro sailed into the lane with that one. Switched hands, put it up with the left hand, actually. And that one didn't fall, but it got knocked around and out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound. And a hold whistled inside that one against Matthew Yakundi, his second personal foul, trying to hold Chid back. Again, Longhorns looking inbound. They do get it into the top of the key in Munalal.
Munalal passes out, left side of the key. Corey Jackson has the ball now as he looks for the play. Number 12, Charlie Rito, is going to be on Corey Jackson. Corey Jackson drives in, looks for a pass. Gabriel has the ball, passes it back to Alvin Bro. Back to Gabriel. The layup is to no avail.
Everybody on the George Ranch bench wanted a foul. They didn't get one. And at the other end, three-pointer is good by Rito. Tied at 47. Ball kicked out of bounds. Longhorns will retain possession.
looks like the ball is going to be getting kicked out by Longhorns, although the ref did not see that.
Rito canned his third three-pointer of the afternoon to tie things at 47. Munalal pushed way out by Justin Mitchell. Now sheds Mitchell. Gives it to Bro. Bro on the right side. Can't lay it in. Can't finish. The ball may have been partially tipped.
Munahal, right side. Goes under, passes it and right into the Elkins' hands. 47 to 47, about 4 minutes left. The layup is good by the Elkin Knights as the Elkin Knights take the lead, 47 to 49.
That was Charlie Rito again with that lay-in at the far end.
Turnover, Todd Woods took the ball from Corey Jackson's hands. Todd Wood goes in for the lay-in, the lay is good. Score is 51 to 47. The stands are electric as Elkins get the back-to-back layup to get that four-point lead against George Ranch. Timeout comes out.
All right, quick break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball and GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is Live Longhorns Boys Basketball from the Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. We got a good one here in 26A basketball this afternoon. Elkins Knights have put together a run on George Ranch, have eclipsed that 3 or 4 point lead, and now lead by 4, 51-47, mainly on the strength of 5 consecutive points by Charlie Rito, and that's where we are with 3:19.
Yeah, as you might notice, Brian Ajiro is no longer on Chitty, as Nkundi is actually on Chitty now. This has actually helped their defense since Brian Ajiro is able to pressure number 15, Gabriel.
All right, here comes Bro up court right at us here at George Ranch. Over to Chid, back to Alvin Bro. Bro picked up there by Woods, sheds Woods, goes in the lane, puts up the jumper, and he is fouled. Fouled by Todd Woods, and just his first of the afternoon. Alvin Bro at the free throw line. He's got 15 points. It is worth noting 9 of those 15 points are by three-pointers, and you can add another one to that as the first one hits the front iron and walks in. Bro's next free throw swirls around and drops through as well. 51-49, Longhorns down by 2.
Nkundi taking it at the top of the key. Ball in the hands of Justin Mitchell. Passes it to Nkundi. Back to Mitchell. Tyler Collins going to be playing that tough defense, but Mitchell slides past, gets the layup, and it's good. 49 to 53. George Ranch trailing. Tyler Collins has the ball, and the foul comes out.
Foul whistled against Justin Mitchell, his second. Longhorns will inbound across the way. And it's Collins doing that.
Munalal with the ball, top of the key. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Passes it to Tyler Collins. Back in with Chitty now. Chitty going to be dribbling the ball. Tries to get that reverse lay, although it's to no avail. Woods has the ball. Munalal on Woods. 2 minutes left, fourth quarter.
Longhorns down by 4, 53-49. Elkins with the basketball. Elkins came into this one in second place with a 5-1 record. The Longhorns tied for seventh place with a 1-4 record. And now, as we say that, a turnover whistled against the Knights. George Ranch will inbound at the far end.
You see, this game is really crucial for the Longhorns as we're in seventh place and Elkins is in second place. This would really skyrocket our ranking, you know, allowing us to get that top four playoff spot. Munalal has the ball. He's going to be driving. Passes it out straight into the Elkins' hands yet again.
Always dangerous territory where you leave your feet, and now you're pretty much stuck as far as trying to put the ball into the hands of one of your own players.
Oh, Nyakundi fakes out the block from Chitty. However, the ball is in the Longhorn hands. Chitty recovers the ball, passes it to Munalal. Munalal passes it to Bro. Bro deep in the paint now. Goes for the layup, although knows that he's going to get blocked. So he passes it. Elkins going to be scrambling to retrieve that ball. Running down the court now.
Consecutive turnovers on trips down by George Ranch. And now a tie-up on the far side. The ball will be... looks like awarded to George Ranch. ...53-49... inside a minute to play. Longhorns need a basket.
Munalal shoots a three and it's good. 52-53 George Ranch. 40 seconds left. Elkins ball. Justin Mitchell runs past Tyler Collins, passes it, Nyakundi, ball is no good, Brian Ajiro with the rebound, and goes in, the stands are electric as the Elkins cheer on Ajiro's rebound and layup.
And he's going to walk to the free throw line to see if he can capitalize on a three-point play. Bryant Ajiro with 2-for-4 from the free throw line, he's got 10 points. We'll see if he can make it 11 here. Shot on the way and good.
Longhorns trailing by 4 points with 33 seconds to go. They know they didn't have to move fast. They know they have to get some 3 points or just any kind of points to get themselves back in this game.
Timeout called for and granted to Brian Henry and the Longhorns. Man, that three-pointer by Munalal really lit things up here in the gym. But then a turnover and a lay-in and a foul at the other end. That got erased and moved the deficit up to or down to 4 points, however you want to say that. End result, it's 56-52. And the Elkins Knights have that four-point lead. George Ranch with the basketball. They'll have to hit something real quick, Kevin. And then play some D and hope for a turnover.
Right. You know, there's not much time left. We're really going to – the Elkins are just trying to try to steal that ball and hold it for as long as possible. It's really up to George Ranch here to play the cards right. Since we do have possession of the ball, this is might be one of the most important plays of this entire game.
Circling back a little bit, I called for a basket, and we got that three-pointer by Munalal. Had I known it was that easy to do, I would have called for a couple baskets earlier than that. But that unfortunately got erased down at the other end on the next trip down with the foul of the basket and the free throw. In any event, 56-52, Longhorns by down by four, and little work on the game clock. It says 27.38 seconds. I guess everybody's satisfied with that. One of the officials went over to the scorer's table and make sure that was confirmed. George Ranch with the basketball. As we said, they'll have to hit one fairly quickly then and play some D, see if they can get a turnover and get the ball back. Alvin Bro will inbound at the far end. 27 seconds left.
Tyler Collins, top of the key. Defense by Todd Woods. Loses the ball, but he picks it back up. Looking for the pass now. Back to Alvin Bro. 20 seconds left. They need to get a point here. Passes it back out to the key. Munalal. The defense is on. 14 seconds left. Bro takes it. 9 seconds. He shoots. No, Chitty with a slam dunk. 5 seconds left. 5 seconds left. Longhorns only down by 2 points. Very electric in the stands. The students are standing up.
56-54. The slam by Chid. And that draws the Longhorns closer. But that whole exchange took 12 seconds or so. We talked about the clock being at 27.38. Actually, it probably took more than that. We have the timeout clock going right now. We'll be able to tell you. I think it's down to 5. It took more than 20 seconds for the Longhorns to do that.
You see, a big part of that was that lost ball by Tyler Collins. He had to re-scramble it, especially with that double team from the Elkins. You know, they're really applying that pressure. They can't let it score, but thankfully Chitty was able to get that slam dunk. And now we only have 5 seconds left, and Elkins will be inbounding the ball. So, you know, they're just going to pass it in. They're just going to try to hold it. So we really got to make a play. You might have to pull a foul, but let's see how we get this last 5 seconds of the game. 54-56. George Ranch trailing by 2.
Some good work by the Longhorns getting that shot off. Some good D shown by the Elkins Knights to, you know, prevent them from doing it sooner. It's 4.56 seconds, so that took about 23 seconds to do.
Charlie Rito passing the ball. And the foul does come out. The clock was still running, even though the foul whistle had been called. Might have to redo the clock there.
Brian Henry was here calling for his players to foul the Elkins Knights. And they did that, but it was a non-shooting foul. So, again, Charlie Rito will inbound the ball right near us here under the Longhorn basket. 3.45 seconds left.
Gabriel Mahanwu going to be trying to block that ball. Only 2.86 seconds now left on the clock.
And let's see.
And players and students alike are questioning why the clock went down despite the ball not being active in play.
Well, I think there was... It's hard to tell. It looked to me like maybe before... Because you had mentioned that the clock kept running after that foul in the far corner. And it seemed to me that they were trying to correct it before they gave Charlie Rito the basketball. While that was transpiring, then I think Albert Thomas decided to call a timeout and really kind of refocus his group. And that'll allow Brian Henry to do the same.
Right. The referee official is going to be talking mid-court. Very, very close game here.
56-54, Elkins with the basketball and the two-point lead. 2.86 seconds left. Unless that gets corrected again, there's an official at the scorer's table. And he's looking at that. Now the scoreboard is kind of going through some things. 3.19. So they did add, half a second or so back to that. 3.19 seconds. Elkins with the two-point lead and the ball.
Charlie Rito inbound ball. Gabriel Mahanwu going to be on Rito trying to block that ball. We need this possession if you want to put up that shot and win the game. Rito passes the ball. The ball is in the air. They have it. Elkins hits the lay, and the game is over. 58-54, final score.
Yeah, Joseph Song took that long pass, kind of surprised the Elkins Knights, was a surprise by the Knights to throw it that far. The Longhorns were looking for a more a shorter or intermediate pass. In any event, they got behind the Longhorn D. Joseph Song drove in on the right side, laid it in, and that's the ball game. Final score, Elkins 58 and George Ranch 54. We'll be right back to wrap this one up from George Ranch High School. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHSI Radio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Final score, Elkins Knights 58 and George Ranch 54. Longhorns, this was an up-and-down game for George Ranch. Showed a lot of promise, pushed it to an 8-point lead several times during the game, but then fell off in the third quarter and a little bit more in the fourth quarter, and Elkins won with that last second lay-in, 58-54.
Right. However, you know, being able to keep a number two ranked team on their toes like that, I really do see a lot of potential in George Ranch. This was a phenomenal game. The players gave it their all, and I'm proud of our Longhorns.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It was a great effort, and George Ranch worked a lot inside to keep those big men in check. Did a nice job. Looking at the scorebook, the Knights had 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures. Charlie Rito with 21, 12 for Todd Woods, 11 apiece for Mitchell and Brian Aggiero, and then a free throw by Reed Daniel, and that last second lay-in by Joseph Song. That's the 58 points. Knights turned it over 11 times during the game. On the other side of the scorebook, Longhorns with 2 players in double figures. Alvin Bro with 17, including 3 3-pointers. Chid with 16, including that surprise dunk he had to bring the Longhorns within 2 with just a few seconds left. And then 7 points by Munalal, 5 apiece by Tyler Collins and Corey Jackson, and 2 apiece by Mahanwu and Ogun Sanya. Longhorns turned it over 21 times. George Ranch drops to 14-10 overall, 1-5 in district. Elkins boosts their numbers up to 16-7 overall, 6-1 in 26A play. Final thoughts there, Kevin.
You know, I really do see a lot of potential and promise with our George Ranch Longhorns. We just got to, you know, work on some things, but I think we did phenomenal for going against a number two ranked team. I'm Kevin Fan.
I'm Tom Tarando. We appreciate you joining us this afternoon on GRHS iRadio. You can watch Twitter for our next broadcast date and time. Final score again, Elkins 58, George Ranch 54. So long, everybody.